When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And Bill, what's happening today in Creighton, Nebraska with Shin Daddy?
Could we get some Paul McCartney live?
Ooh. We could. You ready for that?
Oh, God.
Let's fire it up right now.
McCartney kills it.
Ooh. He kills it. Thank you, Jake.
You're McCartney killing it.
Say
live.
Say it's your birthday.
It's in Melbourne. I was in Melbourne.
Yes. You're 100% right on that.
I have no idea, Bill.
Tammy, neither do I. Tammy, my sister, Tamara, as you call her, turns 59 today.
The big 5'9".
Big 5'9 today. So Shin Daddy is throwing a huge birthday party, and he's going to have potato salad from the Creighton Locker and kolaches from Verdigris and coffee. So that is being thrown today at the Midwest Bank in the lobby. So a giant birthday bash all day. The kids will loop down, too, to see Tamara.
Yeah, yes.
For what she's done for the kids, too.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
So it's a big day there. Shin Daddy's running the entire birthday. And just by the chance, if everybody can lock in, please, on the text line.
Okay.
To get a hold of my sister for her birthday.
It. Okay, Tamara.
Area code 402-360-0764. Repeat, 402-360-0764 for Tamara's birthday party. She turns 59 today.
59?
Turns 59.
She's a year older than you.
Yes, a year older than me. Yes.
So, and it's going to be, what are they going to do?
Potato salad from the Creighton Locker, kolaches from Verdigris, which is right next door. And coffee.
Potato salad, kolaches, and coffee.
Yes. It's a good combo, right? Yeah. Odd combo, but a good combo.
Yeah.
The potato salad. No meats. Just potato salad. What else would you want with a cup of coffee?
Sounds pretty good.
Doesn't sound bad.
Doesn't sound bad at all. So, yeah, that's what's going on today.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to Tam.
Yes.
Good. Tamara, Tammy, yes. Tam. All of the above. Thanks to Midwest Bank for always sponsoring Hour 2. Mike Schaefer's with us from 24/7 Sports. His hour is sponsored by Ben Spurk of Farm Bureau.
Spurk!
Please, would you call or text Ben for all your financial, all your insurance needs? Because he's available. 402-217. Okay, this is, it's scrolling right here. 402-217-9945. Please text or call Ben Spurk for your insurance needs. Schaefer, good to see you today.
Good to see you guys. Now I'm thinking about kolaches.
Oh, are you? Yeah. What do you like them?
I do. I do like kolaches.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. They're one of those things that I haven't had a lot in my life. I didn't grow up in a family where kolaches were being made. You know, it wasn't like we were getting store-bought kolaches. Yeah. And then I get older, I try them, I tell my dad about them. He's like, oh, yeah, he's German family. Like, they would end up with them a lot when he was a kid. His mom would make them, my grandma. And I was like, how did this never... when I came along, why was there no kolaches? It was never explained.
Incredible. It's kind of a battle of the towns in Nebraska. Who is the Czech capital?
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wilbur is the one, correct?
Yep.
Is it Wilbur? Right.
Wilbur.
Verdigris also claims it.
And so does Prague.
And Prague claims that. So there's a lot of different people that claim it. So, and I'm siding for no one. I side with Verdigris because I drive through there often and stop. Mm. just for that reason. But I'm not gonna obviously downplay the importance of the other two.
Is it Prague that has the sign for the world's biggest kolache, I believe? Is that right?
That could possible. Be. That'd be nice to know that.
Prague, Verdigris, and Wilbur.
That's the battle.
Wilbur's
the
one you hear about a lot here because Czech days.
Close, Czech days, yes. Close Wilbur.
Yeah.
Well, yes, Schaefer, good to have you this morning.
Yes.
People are always curious before we get going. The simulation last night, Rutgers, Nebraska. It's become a big deal.
It's become a big deal.
People want to know what.
People were texting me last night. Look, if I was participating like that,
I think that game might be more important than the real game.
I'll say this. I'll give you three things. You tell me which would be the most surprising to see in Memorial Stadium on Saturday.
Okay.
Two pick sixes.
By Nebraska
won this game 40-6, okay. By the way. Right. It's their biggest win of the season on the virtual simulation. Yeah, it's incredible. They didn't beat UTEP like this. They didn't beat the FCS Northwest team like this. Mm-hmm. But Rutgers comes to town and Nebraska rolls. So two pick sixes, one from Mekhi Bayer, New Jersey native. He'd really appreciate that.
That is good.
And the other from Marquise Buford, a blocked punt for a touchdown from Nebraska that capped off their scoring at the very end. So which of these would be the most unlikely? So you have the two pick sixes, a block punt, four made field goals.
Oh, I'm going with that field one.
Four.
Field goals.
That one. That one is, yeah, that's the simulation. That's what that is.
Yeah. When they attempted the 54-yarder, I was like, what are we doing here? We're getting a little unrealistic in this game. But, Nebraska 40-6 on NCAA 25 last night.
Nice. No, that's great. Now, Nebraska in real life can't kick field goals at this point, Schaefer. There's a lot of things to get to with this game, but three missed kicks in the first half against Purdue. Two of those were blocked. Rutgers is very good at blocking kicks. It's a weekly question, but what exactly can you do in this game with kicking? What can you do in a week to prepare for this and change things?
I don't know. I mean, one of the things that's fascinating is how does it go during the week? Like, what are they seeing during the week of practice? Like, are these guys just knocking home field goals? So then you get on Saturday and you feel good about it. I mean, that's one of the things that sort of fascinates me. And then what is the line of demarcation? Like, what line do you have to get to where you can then attempt a field goal and feel okay about it? Mm-hmm. Is there a line? Like, do they have to be all the way inside the 10-yard line before you feel okay about kicking a field goal? And then what does that do to Marcus Satterfield, the play caller, when you're on offense? Because we saw against Purdue, you get inside the 40, three straight pass plays, you end up punting. You get inside the 30, three straight running plays. You get to fourth and one, you have to go for it because you don't feel like you can kick that field goal, but then you have the false start. So then you end up kicking the field goal. You miss it anyways. I think the challenge of the kicking game right now has reverberated throughout the rest of the team. And it's exactly what we talked about when we talked about things that were concerning for Nebraska this year. And special teams was right at the top of the list. And, it goes well beyond the kicking game. That's probably the biggest frustration I have is, okay, if you can't kick field goals, that's one thing. Why are your gunners 20 yards away from the guy catching the punt? Why is someone in the end zone when they're trying to, they need to down a ball inside the five? I mean, it's inexplicably bad beyond just the kicking game. And that's where more of my concern relies.
Well,
I couldn't imagine this conversation because Saturday morning is generally whatever time you have a staff meeting, pretty serious one. You go over rotation. Usually everyone talks like that, They go to each coach, what's your chance of rotation, da-da-da-da-da. And then every time it comes to the special teams coordinator, like the head coach, he's always asking, hey, what's the cutoff line? Win's always going to be a factor. What 33-yard line. I couldn't imagine being in that meeting and someone saying, what's the cutoff for field goals? The 10. I couldn't imagine that being a
like that. So 27-yarder. Yeah.
But the thing is right there that you already said like that when you say that, it's a little tongue-in-cheek. But also like that, it's like, Steve, you said the leg strength is not an issue.
No, Hole has a big leg.
Yeah.
He has a big leg. And he does. I've seen it in warm-ups. He hammers it.
Yeah. So I would still imagine, like I said, like that their cutoff line is going to be somewhere around the 33.
I think they have to keep attempting.
That's where I'm at.
They can't get to the point where it's no longer an option. And absolutely. Then you almost need to do it so therefore he sees it go through the uprights. The whole operation has success with it. And then you get to build upon that. Like, absolutely. That's the challenging part of it is that you can't just take that aspect and throw it in the trash and never use it again the rest of the year. It has to be built upon, but it can't really be built upon, you know, Sunday through Friday. It has to happen. They have to have success with it on Saturday. That's why that first missed field goal hurt so much against Purdue. Like, if he sees that first one go through, maybe we aren't even really having this conversation right now.
Maybe not. I know this by word of mouth. I don't mind saying it. I know he hit a whole hit like a 50 plus yarder this week in practice. And it was a big deal. So it can happen. Now, I don't know what the overall accuracy is like during the course of a week, but he did hit it. He has a leg.
Yeah.
And I think it was, it did mean, I think it was somewhat meaningful that the operation worked in the second half on PATs. Absolutely. I mean, so the snaps were good. I mean,
I'm not concerned about the distance of what they can kick from. I'm more concerned about if you get to the 25 and stall out, you need to end up with points.
I know.
In the Big Ten, like, especially when all of these games feel like they're going to be played within a touchdown, you gave away 9 points on Saturday. Yikes. Like, you got away with it because it's Purdue.
Yeah.
You give away 9 points against Rutgers.
Might not
look what happened to Washington.
You might not get away with it.
Right.
Right. You didn't get away with it against Illinois.
That's the exact scenario that they got them beat. With Washington, they missed three, and so that Schaefer's right. You don't get away with those bonus points in certain games.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to. At work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious.
On the bright side, Jake.
When it comes to missed kicks, though, how much differently is it mentally to have it just pushing it left or right versus having it blocked twice?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, Bill obviously has been a longtime coach.
Can we even call it blocked? I mean, those punts were, like, the snaps were on the ground. Like, you know, like, you might be Justin Tucker, and it's going to be hard to get a ball over the line when your holder has to pick up the ball, reset it up, and then you get to go kick it. Meanwhile, they've already started coming through the line.
It was in the ground. Rule said the snaps were in the ground, not on the ground. They were in the ground.
Burrowing.
Yes.
The snaps were burrowing.
Like a beaver.
That... I don't think beavers burrow that much. Burrow.
Yeah, I was thinking more of a mole, a gopher,
or something like a gopher. Yeah. Like a beaver.
Yeah, a gopher.
Think of more for dam building.
Yeah, more dam building.
You know, that kind
I've never
of thing.
Seen a... What's that?
I mean, they burrow in the water, but I don't really think of water as burrow.
No, it's water.
So,
yeah, a gopher is probably more apt.
That just for the psyche of the game, it's like you talked about, it's you want to be able to have the vision, a clear vision on the ball. I was going to say something the other day. If you get a chance, watch the best team at it right now is the Ravens. That's where I learned it, on having the extension by the holder, which means you'll see the holder further away from the ball. You want to catch the ball out here. So when you catch the ball, the kicker has vision of the ball the whole time. When the ball comes into their body, the kicker cannot see the ball until it's placed down. So you want to have the whole vision. Yeah. So you want to have that whole vision. If immediately the ball, if it's out here, but it's in the ground or on the ground, that immediately sends off a trigger response in the head of the kicker that I've got to do something a little extraordinary here because the ball is on the ground and I've got to be able to get it. Because he has trust in Bushini getting it set and ready to go. But that part, it instantly, everything changes in a second. And so that's what's going on with, like, but that is a tough kick to be able to make. And then op time always has to be boom, boom. This is what our op time is. And once the op time goes just a fraction off, then you're going to have pressure. I mean, you really are.
God. Yeah. Well, let's change the subject. We've covered that.
Okay. We're joined by Mike Schaefer for 24/7 Sports. Please text 402-464-5.
But not about special teams.
With questions you have for Schaefer.
Okay. Oh, we can talk special teams.
Regarding the run game for this game, you know, Nebraska comes in with, they believe they have a good rush defense. They do in general. They had a couple bad moments. They have a good rush defense. Rutgers runs the ball very well with Kyle Monagai. Is that how you say it? Monagai?
That's pretty good.
Bruntz was really focused on this, and I just referred to him as the Rutgers running back. Yeah.
What does Bruntz say?
Well, he can actually say the name. I can't.
Okay, it's Monagai.
I think that's how it's pronounced.
Who has the advantage, Nebraska's rush defense or Rutgers running game in this game?
I think that's really tough to say because there's versions of this where even if Rutgers is able to run the ball relatively effectively, Nebraska could still be limiting, you know, in terms of the total production. I would have to say right now, Rutgers' running game is probably playing at a higher level than Nebraska's rush defense. But I really liked how they played against Purdue. I mean, I get that it's Purdue, and you can't just say that they played well. You have to say that it's Purdue. But, mm-hmm. I mean, Devin Mockabee against Oregon State the week before had ran for 168 or something like that. And Nebraska turned around against Reggie Love and Devin Mockabee and basically held them under 70 yards combined. I get that, you know, the game flow and all of that kind of worked against it, but I still feel like they responded really well. Now, can they do the same thing against a Rutgers team that's going to pound at them? And, you know, you have Kyle Monagai.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Brown, the backup running back is really good for Rutgers, right, too. Yep. So you can't, and Nebraska wanted that guy as a recruit. You can't exactly, you know, if Monagai isn't in there, then it's not like it just drops off. So I think Rutgers will be able to run the ball on Saturday, but I don't know that it's going to be in the huge chunks that they've been getting earlier this season. They haven't. The interesting thing with Rutgers, it's not like they played a particularly good team at this point. Like, Nebraska is going to be the best team that Rutgers has.
Well, they beat Va Tech, who almost beat Miami.
Sure.
Va Tech lost to Vandy.
That was bad. They've had an up and down
season. They're 2-3.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
They should be 3-2. They got robbed against the Hurricanes.
They did get robbed. They did get robbed.
But that's fair.
Monagai went 26 for 84 against Va Tech. That's 3.2 yards a carry. He's good, but he's not.
I think he's a volume guy more than he is, you know, like, if you look when they played Howard or some of those teams, like, he was still getting 25 carries in those games, even though, you know, they're blowing those teams out.
Yeah, against Akron, he got 27 carries for 208.
Right.
Against Howard, he got 19 carries for 165. Against Power 5 competition, he hasn't been overwhelming. I mean, he's been good, though. He's good. I mean, I'm not playing him down.
I think a part of it is that they can effectively use their running game to help move the ball, take some of the pressure off of Cali Manis. And a lot of the key in this game is if Rutgers can do some RPO stuff with high success, Nebraska's defense is going to look like they're on ice again, just like they did against Illinois.
I wonder if Cali Manis can operate RPO at a high level.
I'm not sure. I mean, we watched him against Minnesota, and he was very, very average, but he also, you know, Nebraska plays a bit of a hand coverage defense, and he can make the easy throw like that. He did it with Minnesota.
He 100% can make the easy throw.
You know, if they're not going to challenge the receivers, and he can, you know, you're like, all right, we don't think you can drive 14 plays down the field to go get a touchdown. At some point, you're going to screw up. I don't know. He's shown that he can do that, and he doesn't throw a lot of interceptions, or he hasn't so far for Rutgers.
One this year.
You know, it's going to be interesting how Nebraska chooses to try to defend this.
When you say tight to the vest, this is as tight to the vest as you'll see.
offensively.
Is it?
How the game is called. Formation-wise, this run game, they said the quarterback doesn't carry the ball. He doesn't carry the ball. And so you can make him have to carry the ball if you want to, which would not be what Rutgers wants to do. And they don't take shots down the field. They have them in their arsenal. Trust me, they have shots. They don't do that.
Yeah. Tight to the vest. And how do they go about winning?
What they're hoping is that you make mistakes. Is that?
And so, I mean, they're just a high execution offense.
They want you to make mistakes. So you almost play him, in my mind, as very wishbone.
Interesting. Yeah.
Playing like the same, like, because when you play them a wishbone team, that's not like, okay, let's call this. Let's call this. Hang on there. Hit us on that. Let's try this call. It's like, nope, we play this. And we play this. And so that way we can fix things on the sideline very easily, too. It's like, because this is what we have. This is what we have to do. We have a slight change up in calls. That way it takes away your error. Because when they've had some runs, it's been gap problems or something. The other team screwed up. And like you see, like, the big touchdown run by the backup, it was a screw up by Washington. And that, so it's not been like, oh man, I don't know how they just, like, no, they just screwed it up. So you can do some things that way to build a defensive.
Interesting game. Interesting. Thank you, Bill.
Well, Schaefer, in terms of the future for Nebraska, this is the last home game for almost a month. You won't be home until November 2nd against UCLA. You get the bye week next week, then two road games at Indiana, at Ohio State. So it's a pretty big recruiting weekend. What names should Husker fans know? 40 visitors?
The big one for this weekend is Corey Sims, the son of former basketball player Corey Sims. Nebraska had him out for an official visit in June. He ended up committing to USC over Nebraska and Penn State. I would say Nebraska was kind of definitely third of those three teams at that point in time. They've done a good job of getting some of these wide receivers that committed elsewhere that they had a lot of interest in back in for visits. And Corey Sims is a guy that, you know, like I said, with his dad being an alum, and there's definitely some pull there. They have some other guys from St. Louis that'll be coming in. It's a big visit weekend. I don't have a ton of names off the top of my head, but they're going to have, again, 30, 35, you know, recruits there, and a lot of commits intermixed with a few 2025s and then a bunch of top 26s and 27s in the region. They just want a lot of, you want to take advantage of this. You get the 3 o'clock start. So if you got some guys that are coming in, there's some guys coming from South Dakota that can drive down, coming over from Iowa and St. Louis and these areas, then get up early in the morning, drive over, get to the stadium by 1:30, 2 o'clock. It's not a full experience, but they're still getting in there for the game day, and you're still going to have a little opportunity to kind of spend time
of the game is huge for recruiting. Yeah. That matters.
I think they've taken full advantage of it being at 3.
Steve Sipple's 11 o'clock kickoff, terrible for recruiting.
I love the 11 o'clock. I love it.
Personally, the 11 is my favorite. If they could start a game at 9, I would love that.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
That's me.
We played several 11 o'clocks when I was coaching in Wisconsin. We huddled and ran the ball at a high, high rate, and our defense was really good. There was times, like, I was home by, like, taking a nap, like, at 2:15.
Are you serious?
What a day.
It was always incredible.
3 o'clock now?
Yeah, we played like 49 plays on defense. We rushed the ball. We huddled. We handily beat an Indiana or Purdue or something. Go home. Say hi to a few people at the parking garage and then out the door, take a little nap and watch football. Yeah.
That's a good day right there.
It was a great day.
That's what I mean.
The clock was like, it was this permanently running. The clock was always running. It was incredible.
If you have a question for Mike Schaefer, please text or call 402-464-5685. Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Text line.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.